Okay, here we go. Another edition of Addiction and Redemption, and well into the redemption. And I had a couple episodes on surfing. I hope you enjoyed those. Surfing is obviously a recurring theme in my life, but I'm not going to talk about surfing for a while. I actually had an amazing, we've had one of the best falls in several years, apparently. So it's been a really good stretch here in SoCal. But yeah, it all started on Lake Michigan. But I want to kind of branch into the next. There are a few significant aspects of the story now, of where I was in my life at this point. So surfing took over. Surfing's this thing. It's kind of, it's surfing and windsurfing, actually. I've become this waterman. And that's all well and good, but I'm still working at the corporate job. I'm still selling the software. And there are a few aspects here that are key and instrumental in leading me to the future, and the future being now. So there are a few things that went down at this point, about 2 to 3 years sober, that inevitably led me to where I am now. And one of them is seeing the movie The Secret and getting into the law of attraction stuff. Another aspect is spirit medicine work, particularly ayahuasca. And then there's this other aspect of the story, this girl that came around, and I've mentioned her in earlier episodes, but her name was Robin, and she just turned out to be a nightmare, but also a gift. So this is sort of where I'm at now. I'm 2.5 years sober, something like that, and maybe closer to 3 years, I'm not sure exactly. But somewhere in here, I got into the law of attraction. And for those of you who don't know what the law of attraction says, that basically you get whatever it is you think about, you get, right? And so, most people are focused on what they don't want, and therefore they're just attracting more of what they don't want. So if you stop and you focus on what you do want, you'll start to manifest what you do want versus what you don't want. So, they use an example. There's a movie called The Secret. It's filled with examples. There's the story of this guy that he's living in this house that he moved into without realizing it. And after he moved into the house, he's unpacking these vision boards from his visualization exercises. And there's a picture of the actual house that he moved into, that he had, cut out a picture of a magazine on years before, and it's sitting in his vision board that he'd forgotten about. So that's just one example of the law of attraction. The movie The Secret's filled with all these examples. But I saw the movie The Secret and was like, wow, just start thinking about what you do want and visualizing what you want manifesting, and it will come to life. And I actually applied this stuff. I watched The Secret, and I started imagining my sales figures for the software selling job going through the roof. And wouldn't you know it, they started going through the roof. I couldn't believe it. I ended up I quadrupled my quota. I think one quarter. I think I sold all that I needed to sell. I just started blowing the numbers out of the water. It was all through visualization. I was just visualizing these numbers going through the roof. And then my quota was like 150,000 for a quarter. And I think I ended up selling one quarter like 300 or 275 or something. So I was just basically annihilating the numbers. And it says, don't worry about how it's going to come to you. Just trust that it will come to you. So I'm starting to visualize, just all kinds of deals coming into my pipeline and closing all kinds of deals with software sales, and not worrying about how I'm going to close them, just knowing that they're going to close. And then, wouldn't you know it, somebody quits and I get everything that's in their pipeline. Now, mind you, I'm showing up to work all the time. I'm working very hard, and by this point, I'm a very reliable employee. I have a little bit of an attitude, but I really respected my boss, John. And so, I just show up and work hard. I don't bitch. I don't moan. I just show up. I do my job. So I'm in good standing. So when somebody quits, I of course get their pipeline. I get the deals that are in their pipeline. And so I'm just closing all these deals, and I'm starting to make really good money. And, and life is, it's really good. And so I'm just starting to like visualize and focus on the results that I want in the business and in sales. And they're just manifesting. And there was this one deal I had in the pipeline. It was a $125,000 deal with the company Visa, with, you know, Visa credit cards. And it was crazy because it was supposed to close. And then I got an email at the last minute, like this is like 2 days before the end of the quarter, that said that they didn't have the money, like it didn't make the budget cut or something. And I just visualized the deal going through anyway. I just felt all the feelings. I imagined the email coming in and saying, oh, we made a mistake. The deal is going to close. We do have the money. And I did that. And 2 minutes later, this email comes in right after the previous one came in that said, somehow we found the money to purchase your software. And I ended up closing a $125,000 deal. And, you know, I think I got like, I made like $7,000 or $8,000 off that one deal. So this law of attraction stuff is really starting to work. And it's really starting to blow my mind. It's actually blowing my mind as I'm thinking about it. Oh, I need to visualize more. But what happened here is as I'm starting to visualize and see these deals closing, I'm starting to think about like, what else can I visualize? What else can I manifest? Right? And there was this girl I really liked, and her name was Robin, and I mentioned her several episodes ago, but she's kind of like this twin soul type of a, she had this twin soul energy. So, you know, they say that, you know, everyone's got a twin soul, and you might meet your twin soul at some point in your life. But I started visualizing running into her in the streets of Chicago. I started visualizing myself encountering her. And wouldn't you know it, I start bumping into her. It's very interesting and very, very fascinating, right? So all of a sudden, she kind of comes into my life. Now, she had a boyfriend, but she made herself, she started making appearances in my life, and we had always had this really powerful chemistry from the second we met. And there was something that couldn't be denied. And we actually had coffee together a few times as well. And all of a sudden she shows up. Now this corresponds with my visualization, which was really fascinating. And, you know, my visualization is starting to work all over the place. Right, so want the girl, get the girl. Want more money, get more money. Want to close more deals. And it's starting to, I'm starting to now at this point ask myself much, much bigger questions like, well, do I really want to work at the software sales job anymore then? You know, like if I can visualize my future and have it manifest, do I want to be working for the man 9 to 5? It was actually 8 to 4. Eight to 5:30. So, you know, it's the 9 to 5 job. It's actually longer than 8 hours. It's actually like, you know, it's like a solid 10 hours per day if you count the commute, if not longer. And I'm seeing this law of attraction stuff work. And I'm starting to wonder, well, maybe there's a job out there that I could create that doesn't take up so much time. And, you know, then I wouldn't have to miss any days of surfing, because it would suck when there would be a surf day and I would have to go to work, you know, because you can't just surf any day in Chicago, like, and especially in the wintertime when it's dark in the morning. You don't have time to go out before work if there were waves. You know, you could maybe go out for a few minutes and maybe a couple minutes at night. But I was so crazy about surfing, I'd start going out in the dark. I'd get home after work and I'd go, literally go surfing in the dark sometimes. And it's just completely insane, right? So I'm starting to ask myself bigger questions about the meaning of life, the meaning of my life, what it means to have a purposeful life, if having a purposeful life exists inside of a cubicle environment. And I'm like, man, I'm closing all these deals. And now this girl that I kind of like is coming around. More on that later, by the way. But it's really like I'm starting to just see life as magic. I'm really starting to see life as like this game, and I'm really starting to see reality as manipulative, or malleable rather, not manipulative, malleable. I'm starting to see reality as something you can play with and dance with and fuck around with and get to do whatever you want it to do. You know, and there are bigger questions at play with the law of attraction. The thing that the law of attraction doesn't address is deep-rooted subconscious emotional programming. which I'll also get to later when I start talking about, you know, where my recovery is at today and the role of the inner child and sabotage and subconscious programming that will very often lead us to end up in the same place that we've always been, meaning the law of attraction stuff can have a ceiling to it. And getting beyond that ceiling requires much deeper work, which, you know, I'm actually doing now with Kundalini Yoga. It's really good at addressing subconscious programming. But, you know, to backtrack a little bit, I'm sober about 2.5 years, and I'm looking back over the last, you know, few years, and I'm like, man, I've come through so much, and now I've been introduced to this law of attraction stuff. What's possible from here? Anything's possible. Look, this deal said it was going to close, and I visualized it closing, and then it closed. Wow, that's kind of like magic. Oh, this girl I like, I imagined myself running into her, and I did. I'd encourage anybody to watch The Secret and just fuck around with the stuff. You know, it says the first thing you want to maybe start manifesting is just a free cup of coffee, and just imagine yourself getting a free cup of coffee or that great parking spot. And wait for it to happen. It's pretty amazing. The trick is being completely unattached to it, meaning, you know, just kind of, it's almost like ask for it to manifest and then forget that you asked. But it poses deeper questions. But if you just watch the movie The Secret, see what you can do with it. You know, it's fun. So this is kind of where I'm at now. And I'm still, you know, I'm still doing recovery. I'm still doing, you know, the stuff that needs to be done to assure my sobriety. But I'm starting to get into these other kind of more esoteric things. It's like, you know, I started getting into candles, you know, it's occult, O-C-C-U-L-T, like occult candles from this little occult bookstore in Chicago. And I'm starting to get a little more woo-woo, and I'm starting to get just a little more mystical, and I'm kind of being led into a different direction. And I mentioned spirit medicine. Spirit medicine's right around the corner here. We'll probably have an episode or maybe two or three episodes on that. But, you know, reality is expanding at this point. Now, I've got this God in my life. I've got this higher power in my life. And now I'm starting to think like maybe there are like angels as well. And you know, now I've got this law of attraction thing going on. And what's all possible from here? So thanks again for listening. I will release another episode soon. This is Addiction and Redemption. We're well into the redemption again, as I've said. Dave Keenis, brought to you by Keenis Coaching. Have a beautiful day.